Planet Earth. Earth may be considered to be a kind of Lao Tzu, filled with bizarre, obnoxious, toothsomely omnivorous and parasitic creatures. Earth is an insanely noisome and noxious zoological environment for billions of sentient species of life, including the civilizations of Homo sapiens, which appeared suddenly and inexplicably as a fully evolved biological species, together with systems of sophisticated mathematics, architecture, languages, religions, art forms, and cultural traditions about 15,000 years ago, e.g. India, China, Babylon, Africa, Egypt, North and South America, and other locales. The theory of evolution assumes that the motivational source of energy that animates every life form does not exist. It assumes that an inanimate object or a chemical concoction can suddenly become alive or animate accidentally or spontaneously. Or, perhaps, an electrical discharge into a pool of chemical ooze will magically spawn a self-animated entity. There is no evidence whatsoever that this is true, simply because it is not true. Dr. Frankenstein did not really resurrect the dead into a marauding monster, except in the imagination of the Isby, who wrote a fictitious story one dark and stormy night. No Western scientist ever stopped to consider who, what, where, when, or how this animation happens. Complete ignorance, denial, or unawareness of the spirit as the source of life force required to animate inanimate objects or cellular tissue is the sole cause of failures in Western medicine. In addition, evolution does not occur accidentally. It requires a great deal of technology which must be manipulated under the careful supervision of Isby. Very simple examples are seen in the modification of farm animals or in the breeding of dogs. However, the notion that human biological organisms evolved naturally from earlier ape-like forms is incorrect. No physical evidence will ever be uncovered to substantiate the notion that modern humanoid bodies evolved on this planet. The reason is simple. The idea that human bodies evolved spontaneously from the primordial ooze of chemical interactivity in the dim mists of time is nothing more than a hypnotic lie instilled by the amnesia operation to prevent your recollection of the true origins of mankind. Factually, humanoid bodies have existed in various forms throughout the universe for trillions of years. Excerpt from the book Alien Interview. In spite of so-called scientific or educational indoctrination inside the zoo, there is no physical evidence whatever that species Homo sapiens, regardless of skin colour or ethnicity, originated or evolved on Earth. There is no direct biological connection between Homo sapiens and any other species of humanoid life form. Although mankind shares 99% of the same DNA found in chimps, these species do not and cannot interbreed to produce a new species. Apparently, all life forms on Earth are segregated from neighbouring galactic populations, if any exist, by incomprehensible distances and overwhelming physical forces, spatial dimensions or wavelengths of perception beyond the human ken. For all practical purposes, the planet and creatures of Earth as well be denizens of a galactic zoo. The as yet uncounted biodiversity of disparate fauna and flora of the oceans and land masses of Earth suggests an environment, like any zoo, in which odd collections of creatures are captured and incarcerated for study, display, or to isolate them from other species. The captive creatures of Lao Tzu can sing, sigh, scream, screech, snarl or shout as long and loudly as they like, but they are never released, regardless of sounds screamed in protest of the miserable multitudes. Escape is the ultimate prohibition for unknowing captives of Loud Zoo. Like many zoos, Earth is surrounded by electromagnetic fences and other overwhelming environmental and artificial forces which prevent the escape of beings captured within. A zoo is guarded by beings who establish the rules of captivity. A zoo is built and maintained by beings who remain relatively unknown and unseen by the inmates. The greatest power of the zookeepers is secrecy, autonomy, and control of the inmates by forceful confinement. And, as with creatures in any zoo, captives are considered to be odd curiosities or dangerous vermin. Beings are transported to the zoo from variously far distance origins and habitats in a state of abject subjection. The zoo inmates are already encapsulated in biological bodies which spiritual beings animate with inherent energetic force and intelligence. The bodies of each creature are pre-programmed by nature with elaborate behavior patterns, biological energies, physical and psychological urges which overwhelm and compel the being to sustain themselves as though they, themselves, were the physical form which they are not. Capture and transport to the alien environment of the zoo erases previous memory of the native environment of the being before they were interred. Memories of life before the zoo is gradually replaced by isolation from the native environment and indoctrination through the appearance that the zoo is the natural home of the captive being. With time, each captive begins to believe that it originated and or evolved inside the zoo. Generations of life entirely confined within the zoo convinces the inmates that the zoo is their true and only home. Therefore, zoo creatures never discover that the zoo exists. The purpose of the zoo administration, like any government or religion, is to indoctrinate individual zoo creatures into forgetting their own origin and identity. Memories of lives lived in times and places that were once the native homes of zoo creatures are destroyed by a carefully maintained web of lies, trickery, treachery, punishment, brutality, false compassion, aesthetics, barriers, diversions, and mystery. Each captive, oblivious to their native essence and power, must promise to follow the rules of the zoo. The first rule is that captive must be good. Any departure from any arbitrary state of goodness results in an extended captivity combined with punishment. The word good is never clearly defined and can be modified at the whim of the unseen zoo administrators who create the rules. A primary element of entrapment is a promise that any creature can transcend the zoo at body death and forever after be awarded, for good behaviour, with a state of eternal pleasure. Of course, no pleasure exists except as a state of being created by beings themselves. The zoo inmates are assured that there is an benevolent, all-powerful zoo administrator or invisible creator that knows all, sees all, and punishes captives who do not obey the rules for which the captive is protected and rewarded. However, there is never a benevolent administrator, only the self-serving vested interests of the zoo administration. Regardless of the species of life on Earth, all sentient beings are immortal spiritual beings. The spiritual being is the source of animation and intelligence of every life form. In a broader context, the only truly benevolent gods are immortal spiritual beings individually and collectively. Religions deny this fact and punish any being who asserts their individual immortality. Thus, zoo creatures are sustained in a perpetual state of captivity, far, far away in space, time, and awareness from their origin. However, a spiritual being apparently never truly forgets, concealed within the essence of themselves, who they really are. The spiritual being never fully loses the memory of their native environment, planet, universe, or the ability to know that they know. Mechanical or methodical means of restoring the memory or identity of the native memory or identity of spiritual beings on Lao Tzu are either not known or not easily accessible. Few, if any, who have transcended or escaped from Lao Tzu have returned to share their forbidden method with others. Meanwhile, the inhabitants of Lao Tzu chant mantras, spells, incantations and prayers beseeching the gods for mercy and relief from interminable confinement, pain and mystery. They whisper rumours and speculation and theories between themselves, most of whom are not aware that a Tzu exists. Thus, the Lao Tzu of chattering ignorance is secured and proof from escape. As in the case of the wizened philosopher Lao Tzu, it seems that a being must assume total responsibility for their own awareness, ability, and means of escape, alone, yet at one with all.